Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined through our connection with the Flathead Valley with John Zoltek, the music director and conductor of the Glacier Symphony. It is Festival Amadeus starting tonight. The free open air concert is this evening in Whitefish and concert events happening in Big Fork. Festival Amadeus in its seventh year. Welcome again to Montana Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Michael. It's great to be here so we can discuss this very exciting festival that begins this evening.
The festival began as an idea to really have something that's, if I'm correct, something that's different than just the typical kind of summer pops fair, if you will, to really do a chamber and concert event in the summer, a tourist attraction, a wonderful place to bring people anyway in the summer, but to celebrate classical music in the valley. And it's really grown into something that's really wonderful. Lots of chamber concerts and other things. You've got some expansion this year. Why don't we start with a bit of the vision, if you will, of bringing together musicians from really now all over the valley, all over Montana, all over the country to celebrate classical music in the summer.
This was a vision that I was trying to make into reality, and with the help of the Glacier Symphony Board of Directors and the whole organization, we really got behind the idea and we decided to really go for it. So it's been a successful ride so far. This will be our seventh year. We've expanded the festival to include an additional concert. So the main festival in Whitefish will be 8 days long, starting tonight, Sunday night, all the way through next Sunday. In addition to that, we are branching out and we're doing a smaller chamber music series in the town of Big Fork, Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday night. So there's a lot of music going on. And back to the initial concept, it was my strong inclination to think that Whitefish, Montana specifically, would be a great place to hold such a festival, concentrating not only on the work of Mozart, but the work of Beethoven, Haydn, and composers that are around essentially, let's say, the Baroque, classical, early Romantic period. However, we do also include modern works as well, and works that are appropriate to the size orchestra we have. Music that is featured on the chamber concerts, of course, is all over the map, but there's still definite focus on Mozart. And we believe that we could, if we did it right, really have a very significant festival just concentrating on classical music. And so far, the formula has worked. And I think one of the reasons why it's worked so well is because we have this double offering of chamber music where we have our guest artists coming in. They do chamber concerts. You can go and see the guest artists. Typically, they're a nationally known musician, sometimes internationally known, and they play chamber music concerts, and they also appear as soloists with the orchestra. So the audience gets to experience these artists in a smaller setting, i.e. the chamber concerts, and also soloing with the Festival Amadeus Orchestra. Now, the Festival Amadeus Orchestra is about 35 musicians strong, give or take a few, depending on what pieces we're doing. The musicians that make up the orchestra are essentially Glacier Symphony musicians and other musicians from the state of Montana, and occasionally somebody who's passing through who I happen to know. It's really been a great formula to try to combine all these elements. And in addition to that, we also have, of course, education events, open rehearsals during the day, and we partner with the North Valley Music School based in Whitefish that runs a string music camp simultaneously during the festival week. So there's really a lot going on.
Well, and you have your guest artists participating in these educational events, and as you mentioned,
that's
performing
correct,
both as soloists with the orchestra, perhaps, and in chamber settings. It has really become something that's become a destination event, if you will, for summertime in the Flathead, which is a wonderful testament to the power of certainly classical music, but of the orchestra as well.
Well, yes, that's true, and we're hoping that we're going to be able to capitalize on that and develop this festival in the future. We have some really interesting plans for the future, which we're all excited about. So it's been a great thing, and as you know, Michael, we have such a vibrant music community here in Montana. It's just a fabulous thing to be a part of.
Well, we certainly don't have time to go through every single opportunity for people to catch music, both the chamber concerts and the, as you mentioned, open rehearsals, the symphonic concerts. But let's start and maybe highlight a few things each day. Starting tonight, once again, you're kicking off with basically a free big open-air concert in downtown Whitefish, the Depot Park, an opportunity to celebrate the kickoff for the event outside, which is something that's I think everybody loves in the summer, right?
Yes, this is something that we started a few years ago. It's been very successful. People love it, of course. They like being outdoors to see music events, and Whitefish is a beautiful park there in Whitefish. It's a wonderful setting for the event. It's come to be kind of a preview concert. So what I do is present a couple of movements from some of the symphonies that we're going to be doing during the course of the week, a couple of pieces by composers that we're featuring, and I talk to the audience about what they're going to be hearing during the week. And the idea is, of course, to allow people to have a free classical music experience outdoors with families and such. But it's also, essentially, we're trying to promote the rest of the festival by just exposing the music to people and allowing them to have an opportunity to hear the orchestra.
Well, that's tonight. The gate opens at 6 p.m. for this evening's concert. Once again, that's at Depot Park in Whitefish. The concert event this evening is free. Bring lawn chairs. There'll be food vendors and much more available for that concert. So tickets are available for all the other events happening through the course of the week. You did mention some free open rehearsals as well. Talk about the way that things are set up. You have chamber music events early in the week, symphonic events later in the week, and really an opportunity to see an amazing variety of music in one week.
That's what the aim is. As I've mentioned, we want to obviously play the music of Mozart, but we're also playing Beethoven, Handel, Mendelssohn, Bartok is being offered. There's a lot going on. So I can just take you very quickly through a sampling of some of the concerts. So starting with Monday night in Whitefish, we have the Frey String Quartet, a great string quartet, and they're performing a program of Mozart, Beethoven, and Bartok. We have a chamber music concert on Tuesday night, which features the rarely heard Mozart Piano Wind Quintet. And that concert features New York-based pianist Tanya Gabrielian, who's one of our soloists, and she'll be teaming up with the Wind Quartet from our Festival Amadeus Orchestra. So they'll be doing this really wonderful work by Mozart, and she'll be also offering a half program of solo piano music as well. Then on Wednesday night, we have a orchestra concert featuring Tanya playing the Elvira Madigan Mozart Concerto No. 21. Also a symphony by Haydn. Thursday night, we'll have a chamber concert of wonderful Polish-born violinist Kinga Augustin. We'll play with Spencer Meyer, fantastic pianist. This is a violin-piano synergy concert, and they'll be playing a really great program of Polish music, Chopin, a lot of other types of music that's very, very engaging concert. And then starting Friday, we have the string orchestra concert with the Frey Street String Quartet as soloists. We're doing the Elgar Introduction and Allegro, a couple of Concerto Grosso by Handel, Eine kleine Nachtmusik by Mozart. And then the final two big orchestra concerts, Saturday and Sunday night, feature in succession Kinga Augustin Friday night playing the Mozart Turkish Violin Concerto No. 5, and then the grand finale is featuring Spencer Meyer playing Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 4, one of the most amazing piano concertos Beethoven wrote, and Mozart's Linz Symphony. So it's going to be quite a workout.
I'm talking with John Zoltek today, the music director and conductor of the Glacier Symphony. The Festival Amadeus kicks off with a free concert tonight and then concert events happening in Whitefish through the week at the Whitefish Performing Arts Center, and the Chamber Series as well, three nights of chamber music happening in Big Fork. Individual concert tickets are available for individual nights. There's also a festival pass.
There's a wide range of opportunities. Per concert evening, there will be tickets available, although some of the weekend concerts have sold very, very heavily, and that might be very difficult to get into, so I would advise people to get on that right away. And there's been a number of full festival passes that people have purchased. We also have still available the Pick 4 pass, which is a discounted pass for concerts if you want to choose which concerts you'd like to go to. So there's lots of different ways you can attend and experience this fantastic music that we're offering, performed by some fantastic soloists and wonderful orchestral musicians.
Well, certainly during the course of the week, you can call the symphony office for information. That number is 407-7000. The website also has lots of information through the course of the week, and that's gscmusic.org. Again, gscmusic.org. You can also just Google Festival Amadeus and it all comes up. We'll post links at the Montana Public Radio website as well. On a personal note, talk about what it's like to pull something like this together. You're heading into festival week now. It must be an amazing amount of work, but also just a great labor of love in the summer in Montana.
Well, absolutely it is. And one of the more rewarding aspects for me is, of course, getting to work with all these wonderful musicians, many of whom I work with throughout the year, very, very dedicated professional amateur musicians that come together, take a week during their summer, and really try to make this a very solid artistic offering for our audiences. Of course, having the wonderful soloists come in is great too, and I have a whole roster of people that I'm looking to bring in for the future. So the soloists that I engage have to have a good rapport with myself, and also there are people that I believe will fit really well into our Montana scene here, who will be accessible to the audience, and musicians will get along with them and we'll have a good time together. And even more than that, it's very rewarding to see this festival grow and recognize the support not only of the people that financially contribute to make this happen and the business community, but also the audiences, how dedicated they are and how interested they are in great music. It's really amazing that we're able to do this in the state of Montana, and it really bodes well for the future of our arts community.
Well, you can certainly listen to Morning Classics on Montana Public Radio this coming week as well. So we'll be featuring some music and artists that'll be performed at this week's festival, Amadeus, as well. I've been speaking with John Zoltek, the music director and conductor of the Glacier Symphony. Again, the contact information for details on Festival Amadeus, 407-7000 is the symphony office number, or gscmusic.org. The kickoff concert is this evening, the preview concert. The gates open at 6 p.m. It's at Whitefish Depot Park. Thanks, John Zoltek, so much. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you very much, Michael. Take care.